Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Tes, Pesachim 9. In today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah says, Ein Choshesh in Shema Gira Cholda Mibayis Labayis. You don't have to be concerned that maybe a weasel has brought out or dragged in chametz from one house to another, Mimakom Lamakom, or from one place to another. So, the Imkain, Michato Chotzer, Meir Leir, because then what's going to happen? If you have to be concerned that the weasel has maybe brought out the chametz from one house to another and from one place to another, if that's the case, then maybe it also brought out from one courtyard to another courtyard. You can't stop at the house, or maybe from one city to another city, and Eilad of herself. If that's the case, there is no end to it. This is what's called reductio ad absurdum. There's no limit to it, and so therefore, there's no possibility. So we take a step back. Rashi says, what are we talking about? Rashi says, a scenario here is Ein Choshishin Kishabadak Zavizu Ubelavdok Zoo, Shema Betoch, you don't have to be concerned that when you come to check this corner and then you go to check the other corner, Shema Betoch, Shebalavdok Zoo, Girra Cholda Chametz, Lamakom Abadok, that the weasel dragged the Chametz back to the place you just checked. Because if that's the case, because if that's the case, you're going to have to go back and recheck that place you just checked. Then Rashi says, if you're going to be concerned about that, you're also going to have to be concerned about one courtyard to another. You say, oh, I checked it before my friend, and afterwards he checked it, and maybe in between the weasel dragged it in. There's no limit to it. It's absurd. You can't do it like that. Everybody has to would have to be checked at the same time. So therefore, Rashi and most of the authorities assume that what we're talking about here is that the Mishnah is talking about a house that had already been checked. And once the house is checked, you don't have to go back and recheck that house, because of the concern that maybe a weasel drags something in between. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, that means to say no. He says, you don't have to be concerned that a weasel dragged the chametz to a place where you yourself don't bring in chametz. That's what the Rambam says. You don't have to be concerned that even though you don't bring in bread there, maybe a weasel brought bread there. So therefore, the Rambam's words are really based upon that which we learned earlier, says the Magen Mishnah, the first Mishnah, that any place where we don't bring in chametz, you don't need to do a search. And so therefore, he says, you don't have to be concerned that maybe the weasel brought in the food there, because then there's no limit to the matter. So this idea of saying, well, we don't have to be concerned for it because otherwise there's no limit to our concerns, it's a very problematic idea. Reductio ad absurdum. On one hand, from one perspective, basically, isn't the Talmud just a series of situations where we say, what about this possibility? What about that possibility? And why all of a sudden here do we say, oh, we're not worried about that possibility? So the Sfasamas really asks this question. He says, if we're going to say that there is a limit to it, we would say, okay, that you have to put a limit to it. You would all have to go back and check. Everybody would have to check everything. Like, we would have to say that all Jews need to check at this exact time and to make sure that in between, no weasel brought something from one place to another. And so he says, I don't understand. This is a biblical prohibition. So this is a major violation, having chametz in your house. Why don't we say that? Why don't we say that everybody really does need to check at the same time? And that's how we solve this problem. So the Sfas Emes answer is that really, biblically speaking, you don't need to check at all. That's the basic idea. You don't need to do a search for the chametz. It's enough, biblically speaking, just to nullify all chametz that you have in your possession and say all this chametz is null and void. But the Chachamim, the sages, were concerned that maybe because you're going to leave it in your house, what's going to happen is you might come to eat it. Like Tosfos says earlier, that the whole reason to do the search is because maybe you'll find it and you'll come to eat it, or maybe you're actually not going to do a proper nullification. That really, like the Ran says, that biblically speaking, the nullification of the chametz helps and is all you need. And nevertheless, because since we're concerned that people are not really going to have a proper nullification, and so therefore we do a search for the chametz. And so therefore, for this reason, that really you don't need it at all. You don't need to search for chametz. Therefore, the rabbis were strict because maybe you're not going to do a proper nullification, or maybe If it's there, you might see it and you're going to come to eat it. So therefore, for this reason, the rabbis required a search for the chametz and the destruction and the burning of the chametz. But since the chachamim saw that it's not going to work, that their takana is not going to work in all circumstances, because it's possible that the weasel is going to come and drag the chametz from one city to another, and then there's no end to all these limits. And so therefore, the chachamim didn't require this absurd situation of requiring you to check under all those circumstances. And so therefore, in that case, where there is a possibility that weasel brought it, the rabbis returned the matter to the law of the Torah law of saying that you don't even need a search at all. The Kovet Shiurim explains as follows. He said, from our mission, which says you don't need to check because there's two possible meanings to this. He says, either it means that you don't need to check, because since if you're going to say where you have to be concerned that maybe the weasel dragged it, that there will be no end to it because the chachamim weren't concerned about this concern at all. Or maybe it's a proof that really, biblically speaking, you don't need to search. Really, you don't need to be concerned about the dragging of the weasel, because if we were to be concerned about it, then we'd also have to be concerned about it from one city to another. And from one city to another, for sure we're not. And so therefore, you also need to be searched from one place to another. So those are the two possible readings of it from the Kovet Shiurim. But we see from here, there is this concept by the laws of Pesach of Ein L'Davar Sof. You have to say it's enough. You can't just say it, because people could drive themselves crazy to get rid of the chametz from their home, and there's no end to it. So we have to say, no, there is an end to it. Ein L'Davar Sof. There is an end to it. We're not supposed to drive ourselves crazy over those situations.